since it stood at 118.8 in March of last year, as the pandemic was beginning to hit the U.S. Experts have boarded a colossal container ship that had blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week before it was dislodged. A canal pilot says engineers expecting the Ever Given for damage, trying to determine why it ran aground. Violence in eastern Myanmar, including air raids that drove thousands of members of ethnic minorities to seek shelter across the border in Thailand, has now deepened with new air attacks. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 77 points. This is SRN News.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Buy of rec, animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's an interesting week. We have a storm system on the way, followed by a late-season cool snap later in the week. Today will be a little bit warmer, high temperature up to about 76. There is a risk of a shower or thunderstorm later on this afternoon and scattered storms tonight. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. Thunderstorms become likely on Wednesday. Some of the storms could be strong, and we're even under a marginal severe weather risk. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Thursday, windy and sharply cooler behind the storm system. High temperatures only in the upper 50s. I kid you not. In fact, I think we'll be in the mid-30s by Friday morning with patchy frost. It's very late in the season for that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Heskey with Alabama News Network. Millbrook police have arrested a man in connection to a stabbing over the weekend. Robert Thomas is charged with second-degree assault in the stabbing of 26-year-old Frederick Adams in the 3000 block of Grandview Road. Adams was hospitalized with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Thomas is being held in the Elmore County Jail on $15,000 bond. The Alabama National Guard is holding vaccination clinics today in Selma at Block Park, as well as in Fort Deposit at the Old National Guard Armory on Gilmer Hills Road. The clinics are open until 5 p.m. Tomorrow, clinics will be held in Bullock and Choctaw counties. Montgomery's Freedom Rides Museum is opening a new exhibit honoring the 60th anniversary of the bus boycott. The exhibit's theme is Passing the Torch and features artwork from Booker T. Washington art students. The three finalists for the exhibit were 11th grader Ashley Mendez, 9th grader Daniel Vallejo, and 10th grader Ariel Steele. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Excuse me. Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228 is where we are. Any caller can get in. Gosh, there's not going to be anybody in the list. But you didn't have any phone calls yesterday. You don't have any today. Maybe they ought to send it by a carrier pigeon or something. So, man, I tell you what, as soon as these phone lines open up, I'd get in on that. 272-9228. See if they open up. If they are, I'd get in on this week promo could get past your drawing, Easter get past your day. And or the Mortgage Corporation in the South. Wouldn't that $50 gift card be fun to have for Easter weekend? I tell you what I'd do is go the day after Easter and buy every chocolate bunny I can get my hands on at half price. I will go nutso. So are you going to do a basket this Easter?
I don't know. I'm just working out my Easter plans, but definitely spending it with family.
Oh, boy. You go to, we'll get together for lunch?
Yeah, I think we're going to be in Auburn this year.
With the Monsignor?
He's going to try to make up. He's a Mobile.
Oh, that's right. He's down to the Mother Church.
And he's going to, hopefully, he'll have free time to head up that Sunday. So
why do you go there versus St. Bede's? Or
aunt and uncle just moved there.
Oh.
So I'll be riding it with my grandfather there.
Ooh, and his new Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he's got a Cadillac. Cadillac, yeah. SUV. The thing's nice.
Yeah, I thought it was a Lincoln. I had a client... You got the Lincoln with the heads-up display. Man, I mean, that car is smarter than I am. Of course, that's not saying much.
It is fun to drive.
It doesn't know as much about politics as I do, but it's smarter than I am. Okay, so people have noticed that Kamala has this kind of awkward laughter. And I mean, it is awkward. You know, it's funny how when you don't get out in the campaign and you hide in the basement and you hide the ball, when people really get to know you, all of a sudden you're not quite what they were thinking you were going to be. Kamala Harris is yet one of those. Listen to this appraisal of her.
Kamala Harris now in charge of fixing the border crisis, the same person who compared ICE agents to the KKK. It's a high-profile job. Considering this crisis will get worse. Harris is being groomed to take over at some point as Biden becomes more of a figurehead and capable of decisive action and clear communication. The White House even issuing a new directive to call this not the Biden administration, but the Biden-Harris administration. Harris facing backlash this week for laughing when asked if she'll visit the border.
Do you plan to visit the border? Not today.
But this isn't the first time she laughed hysterically at inappropriate times. Kind of seems like a glitch.
To fill the vacancy created by the resignation of former Senator Kamala D. Harris of California.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage, but...
Yeah. One of the biggest dilemmas for any of us as a parent is what to do about our kids in school, and we all want them to go back to school.
Yes, you do. Yes.
It was a debate.
Not everybody landed punches like you did, though.
It was a debate.
So as Harris assumes more power, it's important to analyze what these strange tics indicate. Joining me now, psychologist Brian Russell. So, Brian, she seems to laugh when she's confronted with a question that she's either uncomfortable with or not prepared to answer. What does the laughing indicate psychologically?
Hi, Jesse. It's good to see you. Now, I can't say for certain that this is the case with the vice president. I don't know her. But for many people, laughter is a defense from anxiety that they feel when a situation or a topic makes them uncomfortable or unsure of themselves. Defenses are patterns that get ingrained in people because they work for those people on some level. For example, nervous laughter can lighten a situation or a topic. It can also give people a few seconds to kind of collect their thoughts and formulate a response without having an awkward pause or stammering with
It really is. I mean, it's like, particularly when you run these tapes and you do back to back to back to back, it's out of place. And it's definitely nervous. I share with the fact that I had a clinical psychologist that was saying that was kind of, she was like classic of that nervous laughter, that uncomfortable with the situation, uncomfortable with the question you're asking, and that uses the laughter to kind of mask it. Get into more detail. This is why.
I think you're right. It's a defense mechanism as she either soothes herself to prepare herself or maybe buy time for answering a question that she's not comfortable answering. For instance, when they said, Norah O'Donnell, CBS, well, you know, you're technically the most liberal member of the U.S. Senate, and she just bursts out laughing.
Yeah, you know, for some people, laughing feels better than an awkward pause or an because laughter, when it's real, is sort of this more reflexive and voluntary reaction. So a person sort of gets more of a pass from people when they react with laughter than they might get if they did react with sort of an awkward pause or a
stammer.
Yeah,
and it really, it's a tell, like in poker.
Really is. It's and the more, you know, we have, now they're asking for Joe Biden's medical records, and we're going to get right on that, says Jen Psaki. I think it will be weeks and weeks and weeks before it even gets mentioned again. But the press are going to say, well, how about the medical records? When is he going to do his annual physical? And Trump made a big deal out of that and had the guy that's now the member of Congress, remember, go in and do the press conference that all the Democrats shamed him for doing that.
But what about his cholesterol level?
Yeah, exactly. And there, I mean, because Biden, I tell you, Biden is losing it. The falling down was one thing, but the slip of memory is definitely there. And then you have Kamala's just breaking out in laughter and not really able to. Another thing I've noticed, I think she likes the mask. I think she hides behind the mask.
Hmm.
And she uses the mask as a defense. Because I notice her hand motions change when she doesn't have the mask. The other thing, if you notice how the thing that they do is Biden will take the lead. He'll come down the steps first. Kamala is like 10 paces behind, which I'm surprised some feminists don't have a problem with that. And she's dutifully off to his right, standing there while he's making some kind of statement. She's standing there, kind of watching the master, the main guy, and just watching it as this observer. I'm like the spear carrier. So it's unusual, to say the least. Okay, so Brett Hume is going to weigh in. Dems using Georgia election law to justify House Bill number uno.
So let's talk about the voting rights legislation with senior political analyst Britt Hume.
Hi,
the
Brett.
Effort to really get this done, there aren't many things that you hear getting this kind of push, but this one is.
Well, I think, Brett, that the idea that, you know, voting is a right and must be protected is such a sanctified cause in this country. The Democrats have seized on it with some pretty wild exaggerations about what is, for example, in that Georgia law, in order to create a justification for abolishing the filibuster. And if the pressure is great enough and, you know, members are under enough pressure, they might all vote to do that. And they can do that with 51 votes if they choose to. So I think that there's a good chance that that's what this is really all about. That what is being said about the Georgia law, for example, is extraordinarily off base. I mean, for example, the claim that it prevents people from receiving water and food while waiting in line. Well, you can't walk up and start doing that off the street because they're trying to keep the people from using anything as a blandishment to voters to vote the way they want. But poll workers are free to take volunteered food out and water as well. So that just gives you an idea of the kind of the exaggerations that are out there.
Yeah, you know, you can actually order a Domino's pizza while you're in line in Georgia and have them deliver it to you.
Hmm.
The thing is, are you representing a group that's handing out water?
Right.
So are you Black Lives Matter? Are you Young Republicans? Are you, you know, what? You can't do it as a group.
You can't canvass right in front of the polling place.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's you're electioneering. So Bruce Hume, Dems using Georgia election law to justify, I'm sorry, the Republicans need to better message on the new voting laws, and I absolutely agree with it.
What about the Republicans' kind of side of this, and is it tough for them to push back on this argument that you just need to make it easier for people to vote?
Well, the idea is you want to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. The problem for Republicans is that measures that are adopted to make it hard to cheat then become the argument that people say, no, no, you're making it hard to vote. Much of what's in the Georgia law is, for example, is already in effect in a multitude of other states, many of them well above the Mason-Dixon line, where it's pretty hard to argue that they're a result or a product of a Jim Crow attitude. Similarly, you know, this H.R. 1, the bill that is basically would nationalize voting rules and take them out of the province of the states, a lot of what's in there is blows up safeguards that have been put into place all across the country, and you know, the justification being, you know, that people are trying to suppress the vote. I think the Republican side of the story is harder for them to argue, and I'm not sure they've done a very good job of getting it out there, which may account for the state of the debate at the moment.
It really does. Now, you're going to hear Governor Kemp just a little bit lay out the Georgia, because the Georgia law and what it really means. But Republicans need to do a better job of this. The Democrats are saying you're constricting voting, you're stopping voting, so therefore you're anti-Black, you're anti-Hispanic, you're anti-everything. The reality is you want to make sure the people that get out and vote are there, they're legal, and they're voting, and they have complete access to the polls. Now, Brit Hume on President Biden, more liberal candidate than we thought.
Last thing, not just on this voting rights push, but also in really every policy position we've seen from President Biden, do you feel that he is a different person policy-wise than he was candidate Biden on the campaign trail?
Well, he had a pretty liberal agenda, but all the noises and all the music he made was about being a moderate, a guy that could make a deal with, a guy who was eager to compromise and work with the other party and all that. And that is all, I think, Brett, gone completely out the window. You remember when the COVID bill was being put together, the group of Republicans went down to the White House to make a bid and offer to work with him. And after holding the meeting, which I'm sure he was perfectly polite during, that was the end of it. They cobbled together their own bill and rammed it through because they could do that with 51 votes on reconciliation, which they did. And everything that has happened since then has suggested no input from Republicans and no real outreach to them either. I mean, Mitch McConnell says he really hasn't talked to Biden. The same is true of McCarthy, Leader McCarthy in the House. So that's where we are. And Biden is not, so far at least, in any respect, the moderate he claimed to be.
He really isn't. And people will say, well, you know, you knew what you were going to get with him. Well, I know what some people said that we were going to get with him, and we did end up getting that. I don't remember Biden saying, you know, I remember him not answering questions about the Supreme Court, not answering questions about taxes, not answering questions about guns, not answering questions about filibuster and things like that. He never answered this question. I think he's going to do all those things, and he's going to do it under the cover of, as Joey said, COVID. It's all because of the COVID panic. So let me go to a break. Dan Marsh Show back right after this.
Know whether he's coming or going.
Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tuesday, March 30th, 6 p.m. at Mr. Gus's. David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show present a town hall meeting with Congressman Mo Brooks. Everyone is invited, but come early as seating is limited. Mr. Gus is 6268 Atlanta Highway. Call 279-7431 for more information. The last town hall meeting with Congressman Brooks was a huge success. Come out on March 30th at 6 p.m. to talk to Mo Brooks and find out why we need him in Washington. Tuesday, March 30th, 6 p.m. at Mr. Gus's, 6268 Atlanta Highway. This meeting will also be part of a live health and wealth show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, this is Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama's 5th Congressional District up in the Tennessee Valley. Please don't miss the town hall meeting March 30th at 6 p.m. at Mr. Gus's. David Ernest and I are looking forward to seeing you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two 9 2 2 8. Just in case the phone started working. Okay, so, an interesting place for this 2022 election is going to be Georgia. You have a governor's race, you have a lieutenant governor's race, you have Secretary of State, and you have Warnock seeking re-election as a senator. So there's going to be a lot going on there. So now, Georgia has tightened up their laws, thank God. And Governor Kemp is going to be asked about the changes to the Georgia voter law.
Can't think of anything more important than securing our elections and restoring confidence, which I think so many people have lost, especially over this last year. Tell our viewers what you think this new Georgia bill will do to restore confidence in Georgia's elections.
Well, it's very simple. It makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat. Really, the four main things that I just want to make sure that people realize what the bill does. It takes the signature match process and replaces it with a voter ID, which is free in Georgia. It secures drop boxes in a better way than was done in the last election. Also requires poll workers to continuously count or tabulate the ballots until every vote is counted. And then it expands access for our early voting period, especially on the weekends.
Okay, so they're saying it restricts. He's saying it expands. And they need, you know, it's just what Bruce Hume is saying. They need to message this much, much better and talk about the good things that are happening out there and protecting the integrity of the ballot. Now, the Dems hate you to use the word integrity. I've always used it. I noticed that Stacey Abrams kind of bows up whenever that happens. But they need to get much better on the messaging. Also, Arizona is cracking down big time. They're in session now, matter of fact, going over and taking their laws and doing it much more transparent. And the commonality is they have the replacement of people who are not doing it right. Arizona is adopting what Georgia did, which is kind of the best practices deal that I've kind of seen. So Governor Kemp on Dems misrepresenting the voter law.
As you know, Democrats are raging mad about this bill. They say your bill is racist. What do you say that they are objecting to? What do you perceive that to be?
I mean, look, it's just a talking point. I don't know how anybody could honestly read the facts behind this bill and what the bill does. It's providing more access with weekend voting. It's securing drop boxes that never were allowed in elections in Georgia before this year, and that was only done through an emergency order, so it codifies that in the law. The Democrats act like we're taking something away because we just want to secure the drop boxes inside the polling locations. And it's doing a lot of other things that mechanically were issues during the election with how long it took to count all the votes. That's really what's behind the voter ID piece on absentee ballots by mail. It removes an arbitrary process. It was very cumbersome for local elections official workers. I've talked to them. The photo ID or voter ID requirement will speed that process up. Takes away, you know, the arbitrary nature of a signature match that's done by multiple people and things of that nature. Of course, the other side, they don't care what's in the bill. This narrative has been thought out long before they even knew what was going to be in the final version. And if you look at the debate that's happened over the last several weeks, you know, their narrative has changed of what they were against and what they're now against. It's, you know, now really come down to water and whether you're taking water away from people that are standing in line. And that's not the case either. That's just not true.
Good job, Kemp. Now, one thing he did kind of jump over there, and that is the signature verification. What could happen is a person could sit there and say, you should have one person who could go in and verify one person's signature and say, yes, this is that person. Then they changed it based on the Secretary of State and the local election official that one person could sit there and do a multitude and verify that that was their signature. Well, that person doesn't know. They just did it. That was part of the problem of how they got into this, the absentee ballots and too many of them. And it's going to cut down on the number of absentee ballots because you have to get it verified. But that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. Somebody just arbitrarily going, yeah, everybody here, oh, there's all their signatures. That person doesn't know that. Okay, so Governor Kemp on outside groups boycotting Georgia over the changes. This is so bad. I hate boycotting.
So do you think that the businesses in Georgia are going to, you know, collapse or succumb to the pressure from the left in terms of this boycott, and how will that affect Georgia?
I don't believe that they will. I mean, I agree with Bernice King. It's wrong for people, especially a lot of these activists from out of state that are benefiting financially from pushing this narrative to punish hardworking Georgians. Great institutions like the Masters and Major League Baseball and other things in our state that, by the way, employ a lot of hardworking Georgians that are trying to fight through this pandemic.
It really is. I mean, that so defeats the purpose. And all they're trying to do is create a problem for Georgia. These, as George Wallace would say, these damn outside agitators are going to be back. Damn our show after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Call the Dixie experts for all of your electrical fixture installations for true peace of mind. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office. And also a school. And a gym. And a store. A movie theater. A bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Super Fast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's an interesting week. We have a storm system on the way, followed by a late-season cool snap later in the week. Today will be a little bit warmer, high temperature up to about 76. There is a risk of a shower or thunderstorm later on this afternoon and scattered storms tonight. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, high temperature near 80. Thunderstorms become likely on Wednesday. Some of the storms could be strong, and we're even under a marginal severe weather risk. Damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Thursday, windy and sharply cooler behind the storm system. High temperatures only in the upper 50s. I kid you not. In fact, I think we'll be in the mid-30s by Friday morning with patchy frost. It's very late in the season for that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are. Okay, let's put up some spare parts here, but first of all, let me remind you about Mortgage Corporation South. 5679000, give John Williams and the gang, their phones are working, John Williams and the gang at Mortgage Corporation South, a telephone call. Let them help you out, whether it's more conventional, FHA, VA, brand new financing, equity loan. They can help you out, Mortgage Corporation South, by calling 567-9000. Good credit? Not so good credit. They can help you with that also. John Wooden's got a niche in the market, and he does a great job with it, helping me, helping you, and helping many listeners in this audience out. Give him a call, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Okay, get that back separated, but while you're doing that, can you play and do that?
No, but we can play something.
Christian Fisher on Kamala's role on the border itself, and then Biden in the border. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the White House is now clarifying the vice president's role at the border less than a week after President Biden announced that she would be the administration's diplomatic lead on this effort.
Amid mounting questions about when Vice President Kamala Harris would actually take a trip to Texas, the White House press secretary says the VP is not taking the lead on the administration's response to the crisis at the border. Instead, her focus is strictly on diplomacy with Mexico and the three Northern Triangle countries to address root causes of migration and to oversee the flow of U.S. aid to those countries.
The Vice President of the United States will be helping lead that effort, specifically the root causes, not the border. There's some confusion over that.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Vice President has no immediate plans to visit the border, but former President Trump says he plans to take a trip in the next few weeks. As for President Biden, who was asked about his predecessor's plans on Sunday.
We are putting in place a plan that I feel very confident about, and I don't care what the other guy does.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection is now expecting this surge in unaccompanied migrant children to last at least 7 months. The White House press secretary was pressed about that prediction during the briefing today, but she again punted to the Department of Homeland Security.
I don't have any predictions. Those would certainly come from CBP or the Department of Homeland Security. But our focus now is on ensuring that we have enough shelters, facilities to house unaccompanied children.
More shelters and facilities means there's a need for more people to care for the migrant children housed inside. The need is so great that last week the Biden administration sent a memo to the heads of multiple government agencies asking for civilian federal employees to volunteer for deployments of up to 120 days. A spokesperson for the Office of Personnel Management confirms we're actively working to screen, process, and deploy these volunteers to bolster staff resources at the border. Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who visited the border last week, says it's past the point of a crisis.
Asking federal employees to deploy the border, addressing the symptoms, not the cause. The cause is Joe Biden opening our border.
Still no plans for President Biden to visit the border, but he did just make a surprise trip along with the First Lady to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. The president's next trip is to Pittsburgh on Wednesday, where he is expected to unveil another multi-trillion dollar spending package.
Border, Vietnam Memorial, especially the same thing, isn't it? Okay, so there's no crisis. So they put a memo out to people, government workers, and say, would you like to go down to the border and help process people? There's no problem. They just wanted to see who else had things to do that day. Unbelievable. Gosh, can I get out of their own way? Mark Meredith on Biden sending government employees to the border. The stop and go, but listen in.
Well, as I mentioned, the surge of young migrants at the southern border is not prompting President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris to visit just yet. They've not announced plans to see the crowded facilities, even though more than 18,000 kids are being held there, and the number is going up. Mark Meredith is live in Wilmington, Delaware, where the president spent the weekend.
Tonight, the Biden administration is asking for volunteers to help with border operations, specifically with those unaccompanied minors. The Fox News has been able to obtain a memo from the Office of Personnel Management, basically asking for volunteers for 120 days to help out with what's going on. This as late today as President Biden reacted to the news that Steve was just talking about, that former President Trump plans to go and visit the border within the next few weeks. Here's what President Biden had to say as he left Delaware late this afternoon.
We've seen Republican senators at the border. Former President Trump said he's been asked by some Border Patrol agents to go to the border. Do you think that would be productive, and when any timetable on when you might go?
We are putting in place a plan that I feel very confident about, and I don't care what the other guy does.
And I don't care what the other guy does. That really is the Biden attitude. I don't care what they do. I'm going to do it. He just seems so mission-oriented. And, yeah, I think I'm be curious to find out how much does Obama have influence of this. Let's continue on here. Government employees to the border and what's going on at the border.
The president said last week that the press is going to be allowed into Border Patrol facilities at some point, but we really don't know yet when that's going to happen, who will get to go, or where. Republicans are accusing the administration of essentially trying to cover up what's happening on the border.
These facilities are being overrun. 10% of the people are COVID positive, the children, and they're being intermingled, and the Border Patrol agents and their families are American heroes.
Meantime, this week, there's going to be a lot of focus from the president about something else, not about the border, but about infrastructure. On Wednesday, the president's going to be going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he's going to talk about why he wants to see Congress invest trillions of dollars in building roads, bridges, and airports. There's a lot with this plan that we still don't know yet, including the exact price tag, but the White House says it is going to be open to reaching out with different lawmakers to talk about what their options are there. Republicans, though, they're going to already push back against any potential tax hikes, which may target both wealthier Americans and corporations.
Well, look, I'd love to talk about an infrastructure plan. We have to figure out how to pay for it, though. And that's what the Democrats always leave out. I'm really not wanting to borrow a lot more money today.
One thing we're still waiting to find out, though, exactly how quickly all of this is going to be rolled out. We know that the administration is going to talk about its infrastructure plan this week. And then later on in April, there's going to be more focus on health care as well as some social programs. So, John, this is going to be rolled out in different parts. But the White House really getting started on their economic agenda this week.
You guys are waiting for a big number. I mean, literally, I was waiting $10 trillion for this combined infrastructure. And infrastructure is really going to be, it's going to be bridges and roads and stuff, but it's going to be, you know, solar energy, it's going to be windmill farms, it's going to be broadband. And broadband I don't mind so much, as long as we're not subsidizing something. Okay, so let me move into another little section. Big Tech Coalition trying to back the Democrats, H.R. 1. Now, this guy's not as smooth as I would like, but it's interesting to hear how you have the allegiance here.
Big Tech extends their reach into the political realm. You got a former Google exec just launched the Chamber of Progress, a so-called center-left tech coalition backed by these groups. You may have heard of them: Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. They've declared their devotion to a, quote, progressive society, economy, and workforce, and consumer climate. And their first order of business? Advocating for H.R. 1 that Democrats are putting forward. It's going to nationalize, federalize elections. Here to react, biotech entrepreneur and author of the forthcoming book, Woke Inc., Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek, does this surprise you?
It does not surprise me. I just say follow the money. This is crony capitalism at its heart. The largest tech companies in the world have hired an ex-Google public policy director to be able to advance their objectives. That's just classic crony capitalism. That's lobbying. That's using government as an instrument. But now they have a new tool in their toolkit, which is blowing woke smoke to cover up exactly what's happening so that they actually deceive the public about the essence of what's really happening. And that's the modern version, is using these progressive values to dress up self-interest as a way of capturing government. That's what these guys are doing.
Okay, so you have to ask yourself, why is Google and all these other big tech companies, why are they so with HR1? Do they like the democracy plan, as some people call it? Or is this the keep Democrats in power forever, ever, and ever? Continue on.
But I'm really concerned because these are former execs backed by the behemoths they left, Facebook, Amazon. So they got a lot of money. And then you look at how radical HR1 is. And essentially, let's take a look. Here's like four principles on HR1. It's about 800 pages. Implements mandatory automatic voter registration nationwide. So you breathe, you're in. Allows voters to substitute a photo ID with a sworn written statement. I swear I'm that guy. Expands mail-in voting. Oh, that went well last time. Restores voting rights and convicted felons. By the way, with expand mail-in voting, no ID. And encourages statehood for Washington, D.C. What does that have to do with voting rights? That is, even in our Constitution, not supposed to happen. Why would you pick this radical legislation to back?
Well, first of all, let's put aside the senselessness of not at least having basic identification for voting. Let's put aside the actual issue. Let's look at what these tech companies are actually doing. They've picked an issue that has nothing to do with big tech regulation. They're also, by the way, saying they're going to talk about climate change and progressive taxation, which also have nothing to do with big tech regulation. But the reason they're doing is they're bowing down to the party in power. Democrats control Congress, they control the Senate, they control the White House. They now know where their regulatory bread is buttered, and they are bowing at the temple that ultimately butters their bread. They want to keep their special legislative protections intact, and to the extent that they do implement big tech regulation, they're going to make sure that it's regulation that deters upstarts and keeps their own monopoly power intact. They are using government to accomplish their self-interested goals, and by the way, they are then blowing smoke on these woke values that ultimately disguise what's going on and make the left really happy to ultimately engage in that arranged marriage with them. This is a marriage of convenience. It is not a marriage of love, but it is an arranged marriage. And I hope that eventually when this ends up in a divorce, it's going to be a messy divorce and the Americans can actually see what's going on.
I hope so, too. I'm a little concerned about this. It's such an unholy alliance right now, a big tech and the Dems. And they think they're going to get 230 passed, and I don't think Nancy Pelosi is going to allow that to happen. I think Schumer will block it. Final segment.
Well, where are they going to go? Back to Republicans when almost everybody that works for them is way left, even if their management is somewhat moderate to right, if that is indeed the case? Here's what the Chamber of Progress founder on why they're promoting HR1. In some ways, the tech industry has been all about creating products that democratize commerce and information. But we also need a healthy participation democracy underlying our economy. And so we felt that voting rights was a natural fit for an industry that's been focused on democratizing goods and services. But does that have anything to do with ID? If I buy something on Amazon, do they want to know that it's my credit card? All we want to know as a country is the person that shows up to vote is that person. What does that have to do with them?
Yeah, so look, they're justifying this involvement in HR1 by saying that this is about democratizing people's voices in our democracy. Well, guess what? If big tech wants to play a role in actually making our democracy more robust, then make sure that they do not engage in political discrimination so that we actually have a true marketplace of ideas on the internet rather than constraining it only to the acceptable bounds of debate set by the CEOs of Silicon Valley. That is their role in cultivating a democratic culture in America. But lobbying for an objective that Democrats in Congress want to see effectuated as part of a backroom trade to be able to get more favorable regulation for big tech, that's a perversion of American democracy. That's a perversion of American capitalism. In the end, we are left with neither democracy nor capitalism, but rather a cronyist version of both. And we need to call it out, and we need to stop it.
News on 93.1, Dan Mar Show. We'll be back. Final segment after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment.
maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Boy, if we had phones, I'd tell them 272-9228. Tell me worried about tomorrow. Uh-oh. Joey, we get a look? I don't think he thinks so.
I don't know. I'll hope for it. For both of our sakes.
Oh, well, cool on Wednesday and on Thursday and Friday. Wednesday, not so much. Lindsey Graham. What did he see when he was at the border this weekend? Listen in.
Let's go to the border first.
This is why I don't live in New York, okay?
Well, you're lucky. I'm stupid. I admit it. Now, but here's my question. You're down at the border. Did they really tell you, senators? Well, first of all, they told Border Patrol agents they could no longer do interviews, ride-alongs. Then they're not allowing any pictures. Right. We still haven't seen the inside of one of those cargo shipping containers that they're putting kids in. Yeah. You tell us what you saw, and then they wanted to delete your phones?
Yeah. Sure. Well, I saw a giant cover-up. I can understand why the Biden administration would not want the American people to know what's going on. I saw massive system failure. I told you about this during the transition. Do you remember during the holidays, I told you this would be the biggest issue for the country? The reason I told you that is the Border Patrol agents that I know were telling me they're going back to the old policy. They're going to do away with Remain in Mexico, and they're changing the unaccompanied minor policy of Trump. So what did I see? I saw 200 plus women and small children being processed in front of me that were going to be released into the United States within 8 hours. I saw children with numbers on their wrist, and here's what that means. They have family members in the United States, Sean. They send money back to Central America. They hire a human smuggler, human trafficker, to get them to the border. Once we catch them, your tax dollars are used to reunite the family. This is not catch and release. This is catch and reunite. They call the family member, the number on the child's wrist, and the American taxpayer pays to reunite the family who's here illegally. It will send the wrong signal. We'll have half of Central America in the United States in a year if we don't change these policies and the conditions in which these kids live in.
Joey DeMise to see me? Do we actually have a phone call?
Yeah, it's working for a second.
Let's go to Duke. Duke, one more than most of my first call and only call of the day.
I know. I just climbed out of the hole. All I had to do was get some duct tape and wire a couple things together, but it's working. Huh?
There you go. Good job. You fixed it.
How'd your Birmingham visit go?
I've got major surgery coming up on April the 27th.
Okay. Well, I was worried about you yesterday. I just checking on you.
Thank you, Duke. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, everything's working. I'm going back to work with AT&T.
You go ahead. Go ahead, Duke.
All right. See you.
See you, buddy. Randall.
Hey, now.
How are you?
Oh, good. I was just been checking periodically. So I just happened to see it at the right time.
Yeah. Would you just decide to call me and it worked?
Well, you said I took it from you. Never give up.
Never give up, baby. Never give up.
But I enjoy Joy. You know what I mean? This morning, been able to get on a couple rants. You know what I mean? And scoring his heart out. People got to know who Joy is the past 2 days. Like, they wouldn't have if you'd had phone call. And the same with you. All that work you do, you know what I mean? You finally getting to put it out, you know, all out. And, you know, what you go through at night, because I know you don't get through half of it when the phones are working. So, you know, it's just just never give up. I just want to call, and I was just checking. That was it. I guess me and Duke had it at the same time. But put me in. Hey, I want to be on the draw. The phone has risen, and Jesus has too this weekend.
There you go. This weekend. You want which one, Sweet Creek or Marge Gorb or both?
I'm gonna go both. I'm gonna be listening to Thursday. Thursday due to Marge Corporation, man.
Yeah, give me month and day of birth.
5/18.
You are in, my friend. You are in. Thanks for the telephone call today. Yes, Greg.
Hey, Dan. How are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call in. I was thinking about you this morning. I saw that today was the 40th, I believe, anniversary
of
the attempt on the president. Did you talk about that earlier in the program?
I just mentioned it a little bit.
Okay. Anyway, I just thought about you. What a great story that you have being with him in the hospital. And thanks for sharing your stories with us. And it was a cool moment to think about Reagan's perspective and his attitude through all that.
Absolutely was. He felt that he was divinely covered, as he would say.
Well, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Great show today.
Thanks, Greg. You have a great day. Appreciate the call. Smoking Otis.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, brother?
I'm going fine. How are you today?
Man, I'm good. I've been checking these phones just like everybody else. I guess we just died on like we're going on. Did I hear you say you got surgery coming up again on the 27th?
Yeah, major surgery on the 27th for my jaw.
So I
go up on the 27th, do CAT scans on the 12th, I think it is. Maybe, the 12th.
I'll just have to pray that much harder for you, brother.
I really appreciate that prayer. Get me through it.
Yes, sir. We're going to do it for you. Hey, throw me in both of them drawings, too, if you would. Mortgage Corporation and Sweet Creek.
You got it. 8-8? No, that's Duke.
Birthday 5/10.
You're in, baby.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. You have a great day. Thanks for the call. We can just take a while to get set.
Yeah.
Who is this?
What's up, Dan?
Hey, Will. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for the telephone call today. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I just called to check on you, man. You know what you got going on, brother. At least call to check on my buddy every now and then. Make sure he's good.
Well, I appreciate that. It's all good. It's not going to be easy, but it's all good.
Yeah, well, trust me. We all got guys. I'm putting it on us that we couldn't handle.
There you go. As long as you guys keep praying for me, I'll be fine.
Oh yeah. Well, I hate to ask it, but my birthday 10 too. I guess I don't
want to. You weren't in on both drawings. I hope Will.
Yeah.
Well,
I ain't won in a while, so maybe
I'm gonna
go down there and get some of that suit
though. There you go, man. Hey, if you win, you go down there. I want you to call me because I want to meet you there.
That'd be cool. Hey, we can meet anytime.
We can break bread together, my friend.
Oh yeah.
Well, Will, I've got your name in there, baby. You have a good one. Thanks for calling me today.
You too, now.
Joey, say that flood of calls right at the very end.
Oh, it's magical.
This is going to make Greg happy.
Yeah, hopefully it stays working.
Hope it does. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.